Good morning, this is the Grumpy Loyal with a little bit of reflection on last night's game. Yeah, what's going on with our club at the minute? We can't seem to get a win anywhere, can we? And the blame has to lie somewhere. So where does that blame lie? Well, you could blame the playing staff for not performing well. I think personally they have been performing well. They're just individuals on a pitch at the minute and not playing as a team. Or you could quite easily blame Tom Cleverley for his team selection. His hands are tied at the moment, so we haven't got the players in there or the personnel to sort of compensate for that. Again, said individuals have got to start playing as a team and not as individuals. Too many mistakes all over the park last night, causing another defeat. Or we could lay the blame at the board, Mr. Hallett, Mr. Parkinson, and the rest of the team. Don't see the point in that really, because Simon Hallett has put money into the club. People are going to say, you know, you should go now. So what if he goes now, where? And who's going to buy the club in such a mess that it's in already? For me, Andrew Parkinson's been at the club too long now. He's done a great job for the profile of the club, bringing in sort of extra income that we, you know, haven't had before. So he's done a good job, but I think it's time for him to move on now. Saying all that, the fan base as well is not helping. There's a lot of dividing in the sort of fan base at the minute because some people want Hallett out. I don't personally want Hallett out, because if he does go now, who's going to come and invest and who's going to buy the club? At short notice, it's going to get worse before it gets better, if you like. But we've got to start now. Yeah, I look at the problem on the pitch and I just see those players as individuals just passing the ball around, trying to find the way out of defence and trying to attack, and not much success, giving the ball away too cheaply. Individuals who it seems as though they haven't played together before, you know. And, you know, they do train together every day, so it's no excuse in there. They've got to hold their hands up sometimes, make, you know, own up to their mistakes. Cornel Zooks last night in the sort of last few minutes of the game, just kicking the ball aimlessly. I mean, punting the ball upfield to no one. It's not going to help just to win games. Crosses coming in aren't being attacked. There's no press last night. It was just awful, and we deserved to lose last night. Orient had probably one or two chances, took their one chance well after a mistake. I think it was from the new guy. Can't help that on his debut. He played really well, I thought. Yeah, it is what it is at the minute, guys. We just have to sort of dig deep and try to keep supporting the club. I don't think that the support is going to, you know, the sort of angst and support that's coming through at the minute, or lack of support and knee-jerk reactions and people flying off the handle because we've lost another game. You've got to dig deep. We really have to dig deep as a club, as a fan base. Because you start sort of splitting the fan base, and then calling for heads and stuff, it's not going to help the process of the club. Tom Cleverley could easily walk, and Simon Hallett could easily walk. And if Simon walks, then what next? You know, where do we go from there? I don't think we've got anyone coming in to buy the club anytime soon. So we have to make do with what we've got. We're breaking even. We have got money there. Where has the money gone? People are asking. I don't know where that money's gone. But for sure, we've got to stick together as a fan base.